So excuse me for being delayed. I did give you morning news after being up all night. I don't know whether you observed the morning news. I had an interesting experience. It's been some days since I had rest, and I've twice gone to sleep holding a microphone and come to and realized that I was continuing with the news. So if the news had any kind of strange twist, please tell your father. I don't know, I really don't know what I said. I think it was only a few seconds. But this morning I warned you that when I came to it, I'd been asleep and I was reading and yet sleeping. It's a strange phenomenon that I have to keep pushing myself. So if you had any news this morning, probably only lasted a few seconds, it was slightly confusing to the few that listen, which I know, to my heartbreak, few listen, as much as I hate to talk. I would think out of consideration for that, you'd listen, because I only want to help you, to do anything in the world to help all of my children. The official jobless rate, as you know, went up soaring, 3% this month. You can tell by listening to the news that the economists really don't know what the hell to do to plug the dikes. They just don't know what's happening. They're afraid of making devaluations of money, afraid that it'll affect the inflation rate. They don't know how to control the situation. Basically because I gave you some reading of and commentary, my own personal ideas, they don't know how to control a capitalist economy without war. When you get a disproportionate number of people on the streets without work, teenage unemployment in Detroit, 71%, black teenage unemployment, and whites getting out of hand, same in the Bay. Well, in the past, the Labor Department hasn't had to worry about that because the military would take our sons, drop them off in a place like Vietnam, let them fight for the big corporations' resources there and holdings. But the sons won't fight. They're afraid, now that it's mostly a black army, because nobody else will take the shit work but the blacks. They're afraid to trust the blacks in the richest continent in the world, which is black, because they're afraid they'll turn those guns on the ruling class. Capitalism takes another life. The propane heater blew up. The flames ate through the walls, and May Grekov died alone of smoke inhalation on the ash-covered bedroom floor. Credit the San Francisco Lighting Company, the Public Utilities Company of California, with last week's murder of May Grekov, a 65-year-old blind widow, disabled and diabetic. In its drive for maximum profit, the monopoly shut off the electricity to the Lyndhurst home, when the victim could not come up with a $260 payment because she's living on the modest welfare due now to the cutbacks of $112 a month. At night I could see candles flickering, recalled a neighbor after the fire. And one day her daughter was carrying in a propane tank, the kind for a small heater. Grekov's daughter, Carol Jug, and three grandchildren were all there when the blind woman panicked and died. First and second and third degree burns were on the rest of the people involved. Electricity cut off forced them to check into part of her family. There were 12 living there to try to make ends meet in East Oakland. They had checked into a cheap motel just to get hot baths and showers. We had no idea an elderly, disabled person was there, or we would have contacted social services, contended the Public Utilities Company after the incident, California. The Public Utilities Company attempted to peddle a similar line last December after its electricity termination led to deaths of three young children in the East Bay also. The tenants had to resort to candles for lighting, but we had no way of knowing, said the public utility spokesperson. public utilities are supposed to be owned by the people representing them. But when anyone is poor or black, and these families were black, their electricity is cut off. After all, they said people, one spokesman for the public utilities company, said these people don't pay their, fare. They shouldn't get their share. Now that's very cute little humor at the expense of a blind diabetic woman, three children, and several with first and second, third degree burns. Charge conspiracy and death. A $1 million lawsuit was filed last week by the parents of Janet Sloan, who was killed last year in an accident at the Sun Shipyard near Philadelphia. One of 17 such accidents that year. The suit charges that Sloan, an inexperienced worker, was deliberately assigned to extremely hazardous work because she spoke out against dangerous working conditions at the yard. Sloan, an organizer for the Communist Party, had been working at the yard for only 6 months, and when she was assigned to work on a small welding platform 50 feet in the air, the platform was out of sight or shouting distance of co-workers. The good trade union organizer, Communist Sloan, fell from the platform and lay unnoticed for several hours while dying of massive injuries. Communist, black, deliberately placed in extremely hazardous work conditions, and some 17 more have been done the same way in that Philadelphia plant. Goodrich, one of the big ruling corporate elite companies that maintains the fascist state of South Africa, the fourth largest tire company, has asked the United Rubber Workers Union, URW, for a no-strike contract when the current pact expires a year from now. The union, while rejecting the idea for the time being, is continuing negotiations on the proposal in order to best serve the interest of both the union and the company. Another example of bossism that has sold out the trade union movement. When the union movement gives up its right to strike, the death of labor, free labor, has come. As you know, in order to have a revolutionary situation, you have to have a strong Communist Party, strong Socialist Party, and a free, independent, and strong trade union movement. None of these ingredients are alive and well in the United States. Nazis fill the streets 5 miles long in St. Louis. The Nazis had boasted they would goose-step through a white working-class neighborhood here, decked out in full stormtrooper regalia. And the National Socialist Nazi Party of America, discrediting the word socialist to try to confuse the working class, made their entrance, in spite of community protest on all levels. Some 1,400 brown shirts with swastikas, just as in the days of Hitler, waving the banners of white power, kill the niggers, marched through the working class to a stunned and observant crowd that watched quietly, even in the black neighborhood of St. Louis, as the mob of Nazis, 1,400 brown shirts and flatbed trucks with police escorts, went down the streets. At first it seemed an angry crowd of people lining both sides of the streets would show the indignation that might keep freedom alive in America. They greeted the fascist with jeers, taunts, sporadic barrages of snowballs, stones, eggs, and tomatoes. But then they backed off as the police ran into the crowd, the tactical squad, that is. In a related development, Jewish community leaders in Skokie, Illinois, have called for a peaceful countermarch to the Nazi march that's been upheld by the Supreme Court for April 20th, the anniversary of Adolf Hitler's birthday. Would it surprise you to know that there is no city in America that will not have a march of brown shirts, Nazis, goose-stepping, saying Heil Hitler in U.S. cities, English cities, and West Germany? It is called by BBC a resurrected cult. It's as if Jesus had returned. It's as if they've made a Christ or a Messiah out of Adolf Hitler. Because all over Germany, he's worshipped, eyes become moony-eyed and adulating at the very name of Adolf Hitler, mass murderer who killed all minorities, gassed them, starved them, tortured them, and took their skin and made lampshades out of it. What is it with the human race? I didn't have much time to give you news today. You know that Carter, forced by a massive protest, even in his so-called NATO alliance countries, has temporarily stayed the production and deployment of the horror weapon, neutron bomb. Primarily, however, the Soviets have assured him and did place a test of something in orbit to show that they do mean business. And they said they will make neutron bombs within 96 hours if he insists on doing it. They said, we will have a neutron bomb ready in 96 hours. Said the Soviet Union knew of the neutron bomb in 1950, gave it up as barbaric. Said some of the U.S.'s plans for war strategy and destruction would make Attila the Hun look like a preacher. Family farmers are suffering. The corporate wheel has taken over 77% of all farms in the United States. Corporate rule taking over the stores, the businesses. You'd think that people who talk about competition would see some slight contradiction. The businessman doesn't have any competition. Small businesses can't make it as the corporations swallow up the last vestige of independence where the little businessman could make it in the farms. This, I think, gives you a little bit of the news. Time to go back to work. Interesting to know that the Communist Party, Revolutionary Communist Party, that had been strongly pro-China in USA, has split. The Guardian, used to be pro-China, has left the ranks of the Chinese because of their counter-revolutionary tendencies and their betrayal of those who have changed policies, fundamental differences in policy since the death of the great Mao Zedong. The majority group, headed by the party chairman Bob Avakian, sums up directly and succinctly its position on events in China since the arrest of the four leaders that wanted to bring China back into a revolutionary position. He said the wrong side won. We still believe the masses of Chinese will finally come back into the international movement. In the meantime, the Revolutionary Communist Party, RCP, it was the Chinese Communist Party USA, has left support of the reactionary foreign policy, warmongering leaders of China. Philadelphia cops kill 11 people in arson death. Jesus Christ. The Philadelphia police and the city's entire judicial system are once again on trial. In a case which opened last week, 6 Philadelphia cops are having to give answers to a federal inquiry from the racist and brutal investigation and firebombing of black homes in Philadelphia and Puerto Rican homes. In one case, 4 members of the family of Radames Santiago and a neighbor were murdered when their home in the racially mixed Feltonville area of the city was destroyed by fire that the police set and stood back and cheered. U.S. Attorney General John Penrose said in his opening statement, the accused detectives were guilty of conducting a brutal, botched investigation and assisting in mobocracy in one of the worst murders in the city's history. The detectives coerced witnesses into naming someone outside the police ranks as the killer. But under pressure from the black community, at least there's an inquiry going on. However, if anything is done about police, it'll be a first in the United States. As the Civil Rights Commission, U.S., as I gave you last week, has said that the police have turned more racially brutal than at any time in the history of the United States. I love you very much. Back to work. Let's produce with all of our hearts. I might say California is trying to pass legislation that will ban all homosexual teachers. Thank you. The papers doing their evil work had completely brainwashed the American public and said all socialists were evil and out to subvert U.S. society. We're against God, motherhood, the country, and apple pie. I mean, it was almost that ridiculous, the brainwashing that went on. Socialists didn't love their children. Socialists didn't have the feelings of ordinary people. They were like robots with strings on them from Moscow. But she knew her son, and she had one thing that some could do well to remember her for in some kind of commemoration tomorrow. She had undying loyalty. She knew I was kind. She knew I was good. She knew I cared. So she risked all. If she had broken under the pressure and given them any information that could have proven that I was in Chicago with Paul Robeson, because some of us had just escaped from a paddy wagon on the way to be arraigned as guilty of violating anti-subversive laws, I would have had to pick up my little cubs, my adopted cubs, Marcelin, and like all of my other fellow workers, fled the country to save my children and others from being hurt. Marcelin wouldn't have minded, but I would have had to have saved others that could have been hurt by my arrest. You would then never have had this place that has given purpose to your life, if you have any sense. The greatest purpose you've ever known. Think about Lynetta Jones and the little white fence. Who wouldn't seek help? Who wouldn't accept healing? But gave her life and every penny, the largest donation of anyone, to keep this program alive. Faithful mother, beloved friend of all of you, who gave hours of her time when she was so ill, back in the States and here, with your counseling matters, your tax problems, she never knew how to say no. But more than anything, she could stand up to the FBI and the CIA and the fascist terror and say, I refuse to testify. No matter how many times they insulted her, sneered at her, even she said the spit from their mouth as they would ring back at her, that's commie talk. She said the spit would fly in her face. But she never changed her response for 7 hours. We have a heroine of communism, a memorial, and we should not forget her sacrifice. Where we see beauty, exemplify it, and live up to it. Try to copy it, because she was just a humble woman from the hills of Arkansas. Self-educated, pulled herself up by the bootstraps. Did one hell of a job of standing up for the little man and the little woman everywhere. Being that our rain comes in the afternoon, the bulldozer should have been functioning every morning during the day. Farm analysts are concerned about this, so those in charge of heavy-duty equipment, let's please take this into consideration.
Yeah.
He's way in the front.
Well, Muggy! Give me the rope, Mug! Mug! Muggy! Here, give me the rope! He knows it. Come here, give me the rope. Come here.
Hey, Johnny.
What? You know, we know you'd be there a little, don't you? Go. Now be careful. Now be careful. You gotta be careful. Now.
Oh, right here. Here's a shoe, David. You know I'll stab you.